So I can imagine that you're all lying on your back at this moment. And I can imagine that if I asked you to move, you probably wouldn't be that inclined. But maybe I can ask you to come to sitting. Not to standing, but maybe to sitting. And just, it's useful to sense where you are before we do any movements in a way that you're going to use yourself most of the time, which is either sitting or standing. Can you all hear me, by the way? Hear me? Okay. So which position did you choose to sit in, and what do you notice about your connection to the floor through your sitting bones? And how much weight you have on each side of yourself? So do you feel like you're leaning a little bit more to one side, a little bit more to the other side? And what's the shape of your back? So do you sense yourself being at the height you could be if you were as erect as you could be without overarching your lower back? But just feeling that if you just felt the support through your sitting bones and it came all the way up through you, then where would you find yourself? And how stable are you in that position? And what's this distance between each earlobe and the corresponding shoulder? So do you sense your head, would you sense that your head is sort of smack in the middle, or a little bit more tilted one way or a little bit more tilted the other way? And then pay attention to the alignment of your head and the sense of where your the atlas, so where the top of your head comes into the atlas, and just feel from the atlas down, so that's your whole spine, from the atlas down to your tailbone. What's the shape and how connected do you feel going down? So how much of your lower back can you sense? How much of your tailbone can you sense? So admittedly, your back is not on the ground, but just notice the support that you're getting from the ground up. And then what's your sense of the height of your two shoulders? So before you just sense from your earlobe to your shoulder, but now just sense your shoulder, where your shoulder is in space, your two shoulders in space. And feel the length of your neck. So your neck is part of your spine. And just sense the length of your neck. And notice if you sense that your neck is long, or if the back of your neck is a little bit shortened, or if the front of your neck is a little bit shortened. So if the back of your neck is a little bit shortened, your head is probably tilting up a little bit. And if the front of your neck is a bit shortened, you're probably looking down a little bit. So what's your relationship to the horizon? And how does that influence the shape of the back of your neck? And if you were going to turn to look over one shoulder or over the other shoulder, how might you do that? How much of your spine and back is connected to the movement? And when you turn, what happens to each shoulder? What happens to the shape of your chest and your back? Okay, good. Now let that go. And just very gently sit for a moment. If your legs are crossed, maybe cross them the other way and see how that changes. If you're sitting in some other way, then that's fine. And just notice what that shift has done. And then when you're ready, slowly come and lie on your back. So we're going to be on our back for most of this lesson. So you just need some space to be on your back. And rest in whichever way you want, whichever way your legs feel comfortable. they're long, just notice the space between them, the width of your legs, and the weight behind your heels. Is it the same on the right leg and the left leg? Is the gap between each knee the same? What's your sensation of the weight behind your pelvis on the floor and the space in your hip joints? How does your upper back rest on the ground? And what do you notice in your chest? How does each shoulder blade meet the ground? So are they, do they feel as pointed in, the weight on each shoulder blade the same? What's the orientation of each shoulder blade to your spine? And then just take a scan of your whole spine. So in sitting you did that, but now it's in lying. Just sense the four regions of your spine. So your cervical spine, how what the gap is there. Your thoracic spine and how it meets the ground. How many of your vertebrae in your thoracic spine can you be in touch with? And that's often the area that's harder to be in touch with. And then your middle back, your middle spine, from your thoracic down to your lumbar spine, so the arch there, and then your tailbone. So it's useful to sense the four regions of your spine and to just notice how many of the vertebrae along the length of your spine you can be in touch with and how many of them are as contact to the ground. As usually when we're lying on our back, especially at the beginning of a lesson, there's parts of our back that we just sense as a grouping as opposed to individual. So just get a sense of that right now. And follow your breath as you inhale and exhale. And slightly roll your head a tiny little bit right and left. So just the beginning of the movement. You don't want a big movement of rolling your head. Just the beginning of rolling your head a tiny little bit one way and a tiny little bit the other way. And then please pause for a moment. And just take a moment to rest. So please, throughout this lesson, each time you bring your feet to standing, please pay attention to how you do it. All of you are seasoned class attendees, and we've gone through a few times the lesson of how do you make this movement of organizing yourself to change from long legs to standing feet in a way that you pay attention to what changes take place in the rest of you. So for each time we reorganize ourselves, we change our setup. If we're going to bend our knees and stand our feet, it changes the position of the pelvis and it's going to change the position of your back. So just pay attention and take a moment to place your feet so that they're underneath your knees. And notice where your knees are relative to your feet. So do you sense that if you drew a line from your kneecap, where would it go, where would it draw to on your foot? So you want to see if you can find this angle that's an angle from your kneecap that sort of threads its way down to around between your third and fourth toe. And wherever you sense it, you're looking to a place where your knees are going to be pretty steady and not wobbling. So without moving your left leg, please cross your right leg over your left leg at the knee. So you cross your right knee over your left knee. And your right lower leg is just going to hang off the left side of your left leg. So as much as you can, you're going to have the knee in the crease of the left knee in the crease of the right knee. And just notice how that changes your stability. Okay, so you've got, you're weighted now pretty much on one side. And what do you need to do to keep yourself organized there? How much do you feel that you're stable? And where do you sense that you might be losing a little bit of stability? So please make a small movement of just tilting your legs a little bit toward the right. Not very much. So you can notice that the weight of your right leg over top of your left will sort of tilt your pelvis a little bit to the right. And go as far as you can, come back in the same movement. So you can make this movement reversible. So you don't feel like you're going to the right and then having to pull yourself back or use momentum to come back. You can be controlled going to the right and coming back to the center. And start to notice that as you do that, how your left hip starts to lift, your left side, the back of your pelvis starts to lift off the floor. And you start to create a little arch in your lower back on the left. And the right side of yourself comes onto the floor toward the right. And notice what your rib cage does. So you're moving your pelvis, which is of course lower than your ribs, but what happens with your rib cage? How do you let your rib cage help you rotate to the right and then back to the middle? So you sort of want to pay attention to what's happening on the right side of your torso and what's happening on the left side. Okay, just pause for a moment. Just take a break. Remember to take a break whenever you feel the need, but for the moment, just pause with your legs crossed or uncrossed, whatever you desire. So please again cross your right leg over your left. So consider that as you make this movement of taking your knees to the right, what you're actually doing is that your pelvis is moving to the right. And if your pelvis is moving to the right like this, then it's pulling your spine. As it pulls your spine, it starts to move upward your spine, perhaps as far as your head. Maybe you're at that place now, maybe it hasn't gotten that far. But you might consider that if it were to get as far as your head, it would do something to your head. And so as it moves upward, you can begin to sense your chest moving. And if you bring attention to your chest and provide the opportunity for it to move, it will move in a certain way, and you can sort of sense that. And then you can sense how your head is moving. So does your head move in a way that your chin moves toward your chest? Or does your head move in a way that your chin is moving away from your chest? So just get a sense of how your head responds to the movement of your pelvis. And, or does your head move for the same direction as your pelvis, or does your head move opposite your pelvis? So this could put a strain in your lower back, because this is providing extension. So these are activating the extensors in your back. As you go to the right, you're extending. So just get a sense of that movement and pace yourself. So just try to get a sense of any connection between this movement of your pelvis and your head. And I see heads moving one way and head moving the other way. So just play with your head moving toward your pelvis, same side as your pelvis, And then a couple of times, just go and see what it's like to move your head in the opposite direction. So what comes, what's the natural way, or the way that happens that you don't have to think about? Is this movement pulling your head toward the right or bringing your head toward the left? Okay, and then please let that go for a moment and pause again. So this lesson is crossing legs and twisting. And you are twisting to the side as you make this movement. You're sort of twisting, feeling the twist up your spine. So once again, please cross your right leg over your left. Again, remember how you stood your feet and how you can do that with clarity. And again, take your legs to the right and just stop where they go too comfortably. And pause there and breathe. Just take a moment to breathe into that space. So your pelvis is twisted to the right and your torso is lying on the floor. And just notice as you breathe, this breath fill up one side of your chest and diaphragm more easily than the other side. And as you inhale, can you sense the ribs on one side making greater contact to the ground than on the other side? So you keep your legs tilted a bit to the right and just feel the movement of inhalation and exhalation. Feel if you sense the depth of the breaths that you make. And if you can, when you exhale, is there a moment before you begin a new inhalation? And then bring your legs slowly back to the middle. And just make one movement of taking them to the right again, just to notice if there's a change in how you make that movement. And then when you come back to the middle, uncross your legs and take a moment to rest. And notice where, if your legs are long, how do they compare to when you started? Maybe the turnout has changed, maybe the weight in some places is different. And it will take some really close sort of distinction and paying attention to notice where the changes are, and maybe they're not where you might expect them. And notice your breath now. How does your breath move in and out? In which part of your back and chest and ribs feel like they're getting more of the air? And then just take a moment and just observe yourself and take a break without thinking about anything. So please, again, just stand your right leg now. So keep your left leg long and stand your right leg. And organize your right leg so you don't feel that your knee is rotating inward toward the left. So you might need to place it a little bit farther to the right than you think, but just so where it's stable and where you can feel some space in your hip joint. And now bring your arms over cross over top of your chest. So that bring your right arm over top of your chest to hold under your left armpit and your left, holding your left shoulder. And bring your left arm over top to hold your right shoulder. And as much as you're able to, grab to some extent your shoulder blades. And start to use your hands to bring your shoulders, each shoulder across so that you can roll from side to side. So your head rolls with your shoulders. And just, if your hand is bringing your shoulder across, and as much as you're able to, keep your leg and your pelvis still. so that you can isolate this movement in your chest. And your elbow on top, so I think it's your left elbow on top, but whichever elbow's on top, just very gently see if you can follow with your eyes and your head the elbow. So you're going to move from side to side, and your shoulders are moving, your head is moving, but your back is moving, but not your pelvis and your knee. So notice how you use that right foot. Do you feel like you're pressing into it, or do you feel like you're using the floor for support? You're weight shifting, but maybe you don't need to press so much into it. Just feeling that connection of taking your arms from side to side. Okay, pause for a moment. How do your shoulders rest on the ground now? So please, once again, bring your right foot up. Your left leg stays long. Hug yourself in the same way that you just... Actually, change your arms. So change over. Whichever arm was on top, change it. And again, make this movement of taking your shoulders from side to side. Slowly, slowly. Trying to keep your knee steady and your pelvis steady. So that's why placement of your foot is going to be helpful. Where you place your foot may be helpful. That's it. And now see if you can make this a little bit faster. And even faster, are you finding that your eyes and head can follow your elbows? Okay, and then slow it down again. Keep the movement of your arms going, but now without stopping the movement of your arms, can you have your head and eyes move opposite your shoulders? So as you bring your shoulders to the right, your head and eyes can go left. As you bring your shoulders to the left, your head and eyes can go right. And gauging if they cross the middle at the same time. So are you able to see your elbows as your head comes through the middle and as your elbows come through the middle? Great, and then let that go, please, and uncross your arms and rest. Lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms, and rest. And noticing how you meet the ground, and again, with some careful awareness and intention, attention, what are you noticing from this movement of course, when your arms are across your chest, you're flexing a little bit, you're rounded a little bit because you're bringing your shoulders forward. And you can just see what was that like as you've stopped that movement of taking your shoulders forward. What do you sense in terms of the shape that your shoulders have on the ground? And the space between your shoulder blades. Are you able to distinguish places that you're lying more clearly and where maybe you've sunk into the floor a little bit more? So please again, slowly bring your feet to standing. place them where they're, you can rely on them for stability. And without moving your left leg now, cross your left leg over, sorry, without moving your right leg, cross your left leg over your right. So again, if you can, at the knee so that you have the lower leg hanging over. And start to slowly bring both your legs over to the left. So again, you don't have to go very far because you want to try and make this movement reversible so that you can control the movement to the left and the movement that comes back. Now, are you doing anything in your arms? So your arms are lying alongside yourself. And what are you doing with your elbows and your arms? How much weight are you pushing through your shoulders? So how can you make this light and easy? Again, you're going to notice now that the right side of yourself is going to lift. And the left side of yourself is going to lengthen as it comes toward the floor. You're moving across your ribs as well as your pelvis. And you may find that one shoulder is going to come more downward toward the ground as one shoulder lifts a little bit. And notice what your head does. So how is this movement of your spine engaging? How is this movement of your pelvis engaging your spine and pulling your spine? So which way does your chin move relative to your chest? Is your head moving to the left with your pelvis or is it going opposite? What to you seems the most efficient and natural? And which way is a way that you'd have to work at it? Okay, and then please let that go for a moment and rest. Again, sensing yourself, your shape, your contacts, your awareness, your breath, how you're feeling. The shape of your back. So please now bring your left leg to standing. And hug yourself, but see if you can start with the opposite hand coming over top first, if you can remember what you started with last time. If you can't, it doesn't matter. And again, make sure your left leg is placed where it can give you some stability. And start to roll your upper back, your shoulders right and left, keeping your legs stable. Noticing how much, so you're moving your shoulders from side to side, how much of your back can you include? And is it the same, are you maintaining a consistent pace as you go right and left? Your eyes follow your elbows. And then can you make it a little quicker? So you can just lightly go from side to side, still maintaining the contact, your visual contact with your elbows, just feeling that rocking movement of your upper back. And then slow it down again. And see if you can oppose the direction that your shoulders go from that of your head and eyes. So your shoulders go right, your head and eyes go left. And notice how close you are to having them cross in the middle. And what does it feel like to sort of hug yourself like that and try and move yourself from side to side? So you've done all these movements now, both sides, and just notice what the effects are in terms of your connections. And now notice your breath and notice if it's changed its pathway after making these movements in both directions. So once again, please bring your right leg to standing. And now please bring your arms toward the ceiling. So their palm, you have your arms reaching toward the ceiling and you bring your palms together. So it's palm to palm. And now in this position, very gently start, so your right leg is up, your hands are connected, and see if you can keep that triangle shape and make this movement of taking your shoulder girdle with your arms to the left and then back to the middle. Letting your eyes follow your hands. So now you notice that you're lifting your right shoulder. And see if you can keep your elbows straight, not locked, but straight, so that you're not going to bend and straighten your elbows as you go. Again, letting your eyes follow your hands. And seeing if you can keep track of your hands with your hands. And noticing how you're really lifting that right shoulder blade, that right side of your back, as you move toward the left, and you can sense how much of that left side you can feel connecting to the floor. And how clear is it to keep that right foot standing? Maybe with each movement, you can sense that your arms move a little bit closer to the floor because your back's rolling a little bit easier. Your shoulder blades are rounding, so they're flexing forward. That's it. Keeping those elbows as straight as you're able to. Because if you bend your elbows, you're not going to be engaging your shoulders. Okay, and then let your shoulders just come, so pause for a moment. So once again, stand your right foot. Both your arms to the ceiling, palms together. And again, take both your arms to the left, lifting your right shoulder to go toward the left. And wherever you can stay comfortably to the left, remain there and just breathe freely. Again, so what we do is we're doing asymmetric positions and trying to breathe into those positions and to see where the breath goes and how it changes our connections to the ground. And then come back to the center. And now come back to the center and then continue the movement of taking your arms to the left. But now this time have your head and eyes go to the right. And then you come back. Again, feel that your arms can come back at the same time that your head and eyes come back. Okay, and then let that go for a moment. And just come back to the middle and rest. Again, sensing yourself as you rest. Make a small movement of your head and see how your head rolls right and how it rolls left. And then rest for a moment. So please now stand your left leg. Keep your right leg long. So just your left leg is up, your right leg is long. And again, bring your arms to the ceiling, palm to palm. And then make a movement of taking your arms to the right. So as much as you're able, you're going to keep your elbows straight and try not to slide your palms on each other. So you're taking both your arms to the right. You're now lifting that left shoulder. So that left side of your chest is really folding. And again, following the movement with your eyes as you go right. So what does your left foot do? Your right leg is long. What does your left foot do? What's the connection into that left side of your pelvis and your hip joint? Can you get a sense that without pushing into your foot, you can actually even, you can feel the movement of lifting and opening that hip joint? So that knee, if it moves, it moves a little bit over your foot. And how does that change your ability to take your arms to the right? And then the next time you're to the right, stay where you can be comfortably and breathe into that space. Only where you can stay without any effort in your arms and in your back. And then please come back to the middle. And pause for a moment. So once again, please stand that left leg. Bring your arms to the ceiling. Make that movement of taking both your shoulders to the right. And as you do that, you're moving your body to the right, but let your head and eyes go left at the same time. So see if you can connect, coordinate these movements so that they happen together. As your arms go to the right, your head and eyes go left. As your arms come back to center, your head returns to center and can look again at your hands. That's it. And again, using that hip joint, that standing hip joint, get a sense that you can feel the connection into that hip joint without having to move your knee very much and without having to weight into your foot. So you can really use that left side of your pelvis, your back and your pelvis to help you. And then let your head and eyes move with your arms again. A little bit to the right and then back to the middle. Okay, and then let that go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and rest. Again, noticing your contacts to the ground. Distinguishing your points of contacts of your back, your legs, your chest, your pelvis, where you feel that you're more spread apart on the floor, where you're wider. Maybe the length of your spine and which of your vertebrae are connected, or you feel that you're in contact with and more aware of. So please once again stand both your feet. Without moving your left leg, can you cross your right leg over your left? And take both your knees to the right again and notice what's happening and how you're making that movement, how far you can go without having to pull yourself back. Notice the movement of your chin. And again, let your both knees stay to the right for a moment and just breathe easily and see if you can breathe in a way that you can release any effort that you may be making. And now please keep your knees to the right like that and interlace your fingers and place them behind your head. And pay attention to really support your head where your skull meets your spine. So that you're not holding your neck, but you're really holding your head. And your knees don't have to be very far to the right because you're going to hold them there. And have your elbows open to the side. And so keep your knees to the right, but with the help of your hands, very gently lift your head. And as you lift your head, your elbows can come toward each other or parallel to one another. And as you bring your head back down, your elbows can open up. And you may find that as you lift your head, you'll want to exhale. And as you lower your head, you might want to inhale. So really pay attention so that you're not pulling your head. But you're going to help your head, you're going to lift your head and your shoulders. So your knees are to the right. And you're lifting forward. So see if you can look toward your knees and see your feet as you make this movement. And sense which part of your chest is pushed into the floor as you lift. And which part of your back makes more contact to the floor. Okay, and then pause for a moment and just rest. So once again, cross your right leg over your left. But keep your feet in the middle. Interlace your hands behind your head again. And now, every time you lift your head, at the same time that you lift your head, lower your knees to the right, and then when you lower your head, you bring your knees back to the center. So it's that play between your head and your knees. Again, use your breath. Exhale as you lift, inhale as you return. So you're lifting your head not to make a sit-up, but to really feel the flexion in your chest, to really feel the rounding in your shoulders. So it's two movements, lifting and tilting. And you're going to be doing that by twisting. So here's where the twisting comes in. You're really twisting those ribs and twisting your back. Okay, and then let your arms down and just make a couple movements of taking your knees to the right and notice what that feels like for you now. Good. Okay, and then pause and rest. So maybe with each of these movements, the distinctions within yourself or from side to side are becoming clearer. You can just try and be attentive to them and aware of them. So please once again stand both your feet. Cross your left leg now over your right leg. Interlace your hands behind your head. We'll see if you can do it non-habitually now. Again, supporting where your head meets your spine. And take your legs to the left and let them rest somewhere comfortably to the left. And then lift and lower your head. So each time you lift, you bring your elbows parallel to each other, and each time you lower, you open them up. And really use your breath to help you, because you really want to feel the folding and rounding of your chest. This is the activating the flexors. And just see for yourself how this movement is different than the other, and than the other side. And are you able to see your feet here? And then play with this movement of lifting. Take your legs at the same time. Take your legs to the left as you lift, and bring them back as you lower. So one time we did it with the legs stable to the left, and then we're doing it with the active movement of lifting and lowering. And then let that go, please, and uncross your legs and arms and rest. Now sense which parts of your back are pressing into the floor. And again, following the path of your breath. So please again stand your feet. Cross your right leg over your left. Interlace your hands behind your head again. So now, lift your head as you take your knees to the right. Come back to center as you lower your head and bring your elbows apart. And then lift your head and take your knees to the left. So that's opposite the twist of your spine. So that might be a smaller movement. You may find that just change the way you're doing that is different, and you may find the twisting coming from somewhere else. Because you're taking your knees not to the side of the heavier side when you're going to the left. And then alternate from right to left. So once you take your knees to the right as you lift your head, and once you take your knees to the left. And each time you lift your head, you see what's the potential to look at your feet. And then pause and rest. So please stand your feet again. And now cross your left leg over your right. Interlace your hands behind your head. And play with this alternate movement. Lifting your head as your knees go, first go left because that's the way your pelvis is oriented. And then come back to middle and go right. And go from right to left. And then let that go for a moment, please, and rest. So please again bring your feet to standing, both your feet, not crossed over, just standing. And bring your arms into that hugging position again. So across your chest, hold each shoulder blade underneath if you can. And keeping your feet stable, your pelvis stable, now just hug yourself and roll your shoulders and your head right and left. So your head stays on the floor, but it's rolling and moving with your shoulders. Your knees stay quiet as much as they can. So you're lifting each shoulder to bring it across, lifting the other shoulder, going from right to left, seeing if your eyes can maintain their contact with your elbows. And then make it a little faster. And then slow it down and make the movement of your shoulders and head and eyes opposite. So all the movements done in your back and your chest, if you don't move your knees and your pelvis. Really trying to find how your back and chest move. Okay, and please let that go. Pause for a moment. So please, one more time, stand your feet. Cross your right knee over your left. And take both your legs to the right just a couple of times and just notice the pathway that you use to get there, the ease with which you can feel the movement, how your head participates now, And how far you can go without having to pull yourself back. And then change the crossing of your legs and take them both to the left and see how that goes now. So the idea is how much more freedom of movement in those ribs and muscles in your back, the flexors and extensors. We were organizing, coordinating those two groups of muscles. And then let that go and lengthen your legs and rest. And just take a moment and distinguish how you're resting now from when you began. So the weight behind your heels, where your feet are pointing, the gap behind your knees, the arch of your lower back, how much of your spine can you sense? Can you remember what parts were resting before and compare it to now? And gently move your head a little bit from side to side. Just feel the movement in your head. And when you're ready, slowly roll yourself up to sitting and come back and sit for a moment the way you sat earlier. So whichever position you were in earlier, if you can take that position again and just notice your connections and how you're sitting. Your weight on the floor, the support that you're getting from your pelvis up, and the length of your neck and the organization of your spine. So this movement of twisting, what did that do to your ability to support yourself? And what's it like to turn and look over each shoulder? And take your time when you're ready, slowly come to standing. And just find your connection in standing. So where is the weight? What part of your feet? Forward part, heels. And what do you get a sense of the support coming up and through you? So when you're sitting, the support comes from your pelvis. When you're standing, it comes from your feet into the long bones of your legs, through your pelvis and into your back. And what's the shape of your neck? So are you able to sense your horizon more, or do you find yourself looking up or down? And how does that affect the shape of your neck and your upper back? And slowly, what is it like to look over each shoulder in standing? How much of your whole body do you feel in the twist? And then slowly take a few steps and see how this translates into standing and walking.